Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Our word for today is disaster recovery. In disaster, that sounds a little bit intimidating, but disaster recovery is about expecting the unexpected, just thinking about the worst case scenarios and the potential possibilities. It's not being someone that is being a pessimist, it's actually someone that is looking at what potentially could go wrong and already having a game plan of how to recover. It's very much a positive point of view. And literally playing what we call the what if game. And I've actually ran what if workshops where even big businesses, corporations do this, maybe at the project level or when they're doing their roadmap planning. But what could possibly go wrong? And some things are completely unpredictable. And so that's why sometimes you might go to extremes and maybe think, oh, we're going too far. But think about COVID. I don't think that anyone even thought of it, let alone its long-term effects, its impact, how long that it was going to last. Again, it's great to be optimistic, but the idea of looking and thinking about the worst-case scenario is so that when something out of the ordinary, anything out of the ordinary, even if it isn't specifically what you predicted, if something out of the ordinary happens, you kind of already have done the exercise of how to be creative, how not to get stuck in this fixed mindset that this is my business and this is all that it can be. And if I don't have these set parameters, then I cannot operate. And the key that we often tell people in the workshops when we're helping them in these what-if scenarios is it'll help you get back to the basics, to the root of what is it, what problem are you trying to solve, or what opportunity are you trying to provide for your customers and your clients. If you keep recentering yourself from time to time. And that's what these disaster recovery workshops and conversations help you do. Recenter. A prime example is businesses, restaurants, for example, during COVID. There's a couple of restaurants that we frequented that I give them kudos for them being creative in order to survive COVID. Some of those, which were sit-down restaurants, of course they went to the carry-out, but one in particular, they actually made specialty drinks, petitioned with their local government that they could serve those specialty drinks in the parking lot area so people could stand and have their 6 feet, be 6 feet apart, a safe distance, but enjoy a cocktail literally in the parking lot while they were fixing their food. So people not only came to pick up their food, but they came a little bit early to get these specialty cocktails. They passed the cocktails, they would order them, and they would bring the cocktails to them. Most people stayed near their cars or close to their cars, but they just hung out in the parking lot. For some, it was a great opportunity just to get out of the house and then to have the cocktails. And the fun part was they actually named the cocktails after COVID. Like they had the COVID punch, and they had a few other that aren't coming to me off the top of my head. But it was a little comic relief. It was an opportunity for them to serve cocktails, because when people went to ordering online, of course, they couldn't order alcohol, but their city government allowed, as long as they stayed within the perimeter. So they had to monitor that the people had to return the cups before they departed. And it was a work-live area, so a lot of people even just walked over. So there wasn't drinking and driving per se, but and were able to. And then it got to the point where people didn't necessarily order anything, but just wanted to come for the cocktails. That carried over until when they did open back up. They still to this day carry some of those cocktails because they became some of people's favorite. But it just was something very creative. There was another restaurant that I saw advertised because they had such a surplus of wine, because people weren't coming to their restaurant. They started selling wine packages, and they let people know that, hey, by selling wine out of the restaurant, this is helping us to continue to pay some of the salaries of the waiters and waitresses that aren't working right now. And so you could even buy the case. We bought in to support, because it was supporting a cause on top of that. And just other ways that I've seen people even take traditional businesses, and where they can't afford maybe a brick and mortar, going mobile. Everything from mobile vets to mobile pet washes to mobile nail salons, mobile book library, book mobiles and libraries, mobile cigar bars. These are just creative ways where real estate is too high, but they're finding another way to serve and get to their customer and even create new markets. So I say that to say, take some time and play some what ifs with yourself throughout the evolution of your business. What if I can't find enough people to run a brick and mortar? What are my other options? What if I can't, my suppliers run out? What can I do in-house? How do I pivot? What are some ancillary markets if my primary market isn't moving as fast as I had thought? What are some partnerships, and what are some collaborations? What is some cross-marketing? The list goes on, but it's just a matter of you continually to test and challenge your mindset to keep being creative. Don't come out of the gate and define your business. Realize that your customers and your industry ultimately define your business. And if you stay focused and stay flexible, your business will thrive and survive. Thanks for listening. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. This has been Entrepreneurship A to Z. Stay with us as we continue through the alphabet. Bye for now.